getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? An entire another week has flown by, and we find ourselves plopped right here in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show, polka music and whatnot for the next hour. So glad you joined us. If you did it by accident, surprise on you. You had no idea this was coming, did you? Yeah, that's what we do, though. We get together every week for about an hour, play old-time records. So glad you're with us for another round. It's going to be a weird show, I can tell you that. First of all, I'm on week four of this darn cold. I sound a little better, though, but still using up an awful lot of Kleenex. I don't know what the deal is with that, but I'm just going to keep plugging along. I'm starting to get used to it. It's starting to be the new normal, so we'll see what's going on. Went to the doctor, though. Doctor said, it's viral, not bacterial, which means there's nothing they can do about it, and he's got it, too. So, phooey on that. Anyway, what do we got going on the show this week? You know, we're coming up on Halloween already. I think I'm going to go ahead and stick the Frankensteiner polka into the show sometime this week. So, stand by for that. It's not really a good one to dance to, but it is a polka and it is funny during Halloween time. And it's the only time I ever play it. So, that makes sense. Also, I was getting ready to start the show and pick out what records I was going to start with. And so many of the records seemed weird. You know, like they were out of the normal realm of good old trusty old time music. And I thought, I can't start the show with that. And I grabbed another one and I was like, no, that's not typical. I'm not starting the show with that. And then I found one. And I was like, whoa, that's too weird. I'm not starting the show with that. So I had to kind of dig through my pile for the week to find, I guess you'd call them normal records, kind of. I don't know. Is it normal if a guy sings about putting ice cubes in his beer? That's what he's going to do, Ray Budzilek and the boys in the band. This is Ice Cubes and Beer to get things rolling on the Oompa Hour.
Gather around, friends, gather around, and I will try to sing you a song. Song about my gal friend I love so dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Oh!
Ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
I don't like steak. I don't like fur coats or nylon sheer.
What a crazy drink!
Those ice cubes in beer.
Oh, ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Get married and settle down
in a small cottage not far from town.
I'll do the cooking, I'll make it nice.
So you drink the beer, hun, but lay off the ice.
Oh!
Ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Oh, All right, there you have it. Ray Budzelik and the boys in the band and apparently a bunch of people hanging out there. I don't know. Ice cubes and beer getting things rolling on another edition of the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with us for another show. I think it's show number 239, but I'm not sure about that. I'll have to check that because now the radio station guys are all going, what? What is that, the right show? Are we playing the right show? I don't know because... my counting skills are not what they should be. Anyway, we are off and rolling. And, I'm trying to start the show with a couple of more typical records. And what's more typical than Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks? You know, when it comes to polka music and old-time music, Frankie is like your Elvis or your Beatles. You know, he's made a zillion records, and he's one of the names, one of the sounds that everybody knows without question when they hear the song. Here's Frankie and the Yanks. This is the Baby Doll Polka.
Sweetheart now.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, the Baby Doll Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. Glad you're along for another hour of great old-time records. Now, I told you when we got the show rolling this week that I was first grabbing records off the stack, and I was coming up with a lot of oddballs, and I was like, what the heck is this? And this is one of those. I thought we better get some of these right into the beginning of the show here. The Frank Kutowski Trio. It's called the I Ain't Got No Time Polka. And let's just say... I was a little surprised when I gave the record a listen a minute ago. So here you go. Don't say I didn't warn you.
I'm
understand it either. Apparently, I have no idea the date of this record, but obviously it's going to be like 1958, maybe early 59, when everybody was cashing in on the Chipmunks craze. The Frank Gutowski Trio there, Ain't Got No Time Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, still battling this pesky cold that I have been blessed with for the last 4 weeks. Yuck, I'm telling you now. Hey, we're going to have a waltz from Whoopi John coming up here in a little bit. Another beer song. It's a beer waltz, actually. So stand by for that here in a little bit. I want to tell you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop in and pay them a visit. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. That's all you need. That is reason enough to go there. Make it a destination. But you add to that the concert hall, you add to that the accordion and concertina technician and repair school, you add to that concerts and jam sessions and educational materials and historical information and data and whatnot. You add to that a gift shop full of all kinds of groovy stuff, and you've got a pretty interesting time, whether you're a polka fan or a music fan or whatever. Put it on your agenda, at least a place to check into, maybe for a vacation spot next year. Plan ahead if you're traveling some distance. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them on the interwebs, and you'll find all the information that you need to know. Worldofaccordions.org, it's all right there for you. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. This is the Ping Pong Polka. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there, and that is the Ping Pong Polka. I like that song pretty much no matter who does it. I think kind of like, it's like that echoing trumpet thing going on there. Anyway, you're in tune with the Oompa Hour, back with another hour of great polka music like we have every week here on the show. I remind you, you can get in touch with us if you want to. Even if you don't want to, you still can. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. That's pretty easy. OompaHour@AOL.com. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985 if you would like to do that. Yeah, call or text. You'd have to leave a message because we don't know when this show is on where you happen to be listening to it right now. And always free to text to that number as well. Also are on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You'll find us there. So any way you want to track us down, you can do that. All right. How about the Saturday Night Polka? That sounds like a fun time. It's Joe Recitar's orchestra. Hey, hey, hey.
Saturday night, Saturday night. Time to do the polka tonight. Saturday night, Saturday night. Dance with you the polka tonight. Come rain or come shine, I know you'll be mine. We'll dance till church bells chime. Hey, it's Saturday night, Saturday night. We'll do the polka Saturday night. Feet and clap your hands, swing your partner round and round, doing the polka Saturday night. Swing it low and swing it high, fling your worries to the sky, doing the polka Saturday night. Saturday night, Saturday night, time to do the polka tonight. Saturday night, Saturday night, dance with you the polka tonight. Come rain or come shine, I know you'll be mine. We'll dance till church bells chime. Hey, it's Saturday night, Saturday night. We'll do the polka Saturday night.
There you have it, Joe Riesentar and his orchestra there, Saturday Night Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, wouldn't it be perfect if you were actually listening to it on a Saturday night? I have no idea if you are or not, but anyway, there's the Saturday Night Polka, I guess. Yeah, I'm going to dig it out here in a couple of minutes. We are going to hear Eddie Lawrence do the Frankensteiner Polka. It's a different name for the band, but Eddie's the man behind it anyway. We have not heard a tune for Lawrence Welk in a long, long time on the show. I think the time has come. Lawrence Welk and the orchestra. Or actually, it's Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music doing the one-note polka. I checked. There was more than one note in it. And it doesn't say on the 45, but I'm certain that it is Myron Florin on the accordion and vocals by the Sparklers. What a great name for a vocal group. Lawrence Welk and Champagne Music, Myron Florin and the Sparklers. Here's the one-note polka.
Has me smitten, the one-note polka, that's all.
All right, Lawrence Welk there at his champagne music, along with the Sparklers and Myron Florin on the accordion there. And the One Note Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Wow, I actually introduced and outroduced a Lawrence Welk record and did not slide into my impression of Lawrence Welk. I'm very proud of myself. I'm apparently maturing. I'm only 60, so maybe I finally matured a little bit. All right, I'm going to play this one, and only play this one when it gets to be around Halloween, and maybe I will play it next week too, because that'll be actually Halloween week. But I know that a lot of Halloween parties are going on already, and you can only play this one in the Halloween season. It absolutely does not work any other time of the year. It'd be like, it's even worse than playing a Christmas record out of season. It's just, it's insanity. But anyway, Eddie Lawrence was quite a funny guy. Used to do a character called the Old Philosopher, if you remember that. And he did the Frankensteiner Polka, which obviously is perfect for Halloween. So I guess we'll just play it. I'm warning you, though.
Everybody scream. Everybody run out of the way. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl. Ow! Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's good. Sehr gut. Do the Frankensteiner Polka, that's the dance they do beside the River Rhine. Do the Frankensteiner Polka. Stay away from Frankenstein. Do the Frankensteiner polka oil stuff you in a bowl of sauerkraut. It's gemütlich. Ooh, when the monster gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out! When Frankenstein is dead, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains on the brains. He's a regular junk pile and he weighs about a ton. Look what he did to the big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half. Crunch! Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and stretched it out and tore it right into him. Look what he did to the side of the building. He swung out his partner and she went right through. He made everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop. But he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankensteiner polka,
it's so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Eddie Lawrence there. That is the Frankensteiner Polka. And there's not many places you're going to hear that one. That's from 1959, by the way, in case you're keeping track of that sort of thing. You're in the midst of another Oompa Hour. It's an hour of great old-time music here on your radio or the internet or the webcast or podcast or streamcast or whatever the heck you happen to be listening to. I told you I had a bunch of weird records that I grabbed when I got ready for the show today. This is one of those. I think we played it once before in the show a long, long time ago. Liberace. All you have to do is say the name, and you see sparkles and furs and candelabras and Rolls Royces and large pianos. But do you see a polka? No, not usually. You do not connect Liberace to a polka. But he did do the Beer Barrel Polka. And again, this is a little out of the norm for the Oompa Hour. But it is fun. Oh, you're not dancing to that one unless you took some time to choreograph it first. Liberace there doing the Beer Barrel Polka. Where else are you going to hear that but here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show where we play old-time records. So you never know, because there are a lot of stuff made on records that never wound up on CDs or MP3s or any of that stuff. And, it's interesting. When's the last time we had a Rhinelander on the show? And I do not mean Rhinelander, Wisconsin, but an actual Rhinelander. It's been a while. The Marianne Rhinelander, here's the Walt Jaworski Orchestra.
Marynie, trzęsiecie, do kogo, do kogo, do ciebie.
A jaki wy kary, nie chcę go, bo stary. A jaki wy kary, nie chcę go, bo stary.
Marynie, Marynie, trzęsiecie, do kogo, do ciebie.
A jaki wy kary, nie chcę go, bo stary. A jaki wykary, nie chcę go, bo stary.
Jedzie, do kogo, do ciebie.
A jaki wy kary, nie chcę go, bo stary. A jaki wy kary, nie chcę go, bo stary.
Maryniu, Maryniu, ciąć jedzie, do kogo, do ciebie.
A jaki wy kary, nie chcę go, bo stary. A jaki wy kary, nie chcę go, bo stary.
Ah, a little surprise ending there. That's the Marianne Rhinelander, Walt Jaworski and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hope you're having a good time this week. A lot of fun records in the show this week. And how's the weather here in northern Minnesota, you're asking yourself? I'll tell you how it is. Because we're still in the middle of October, pretty much. Well, okay, we're getting past the middle. But anyway, we have a boat, and we took it to get winterized. For those of you that don't live where it gets 30 below zero, you got to do that kind of thing. And they called me last night and said, hey, your boat's ready, come pick it up. So this morning, I thought, well, I'll go to the post office, get some errands done, and then I'll go get the boat. So I go outside. Now, keep in mind, yesterday, it was, I don't even know if it's seasonable anymore, because it's so weird. Yesterday, it was like 55 degrees, the sun was shining, it was relatively pleasant, and I got up this morning, and the wind was gusting to 40, and the street was covered with ice. That was at about 4:30 this morning. Then about 8:30, I said, honey, I'm running to the post office. The post office is not even a block away. But since the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour and it's cloudy and it's kind of snowing now, I decide I better drive. So I walk out to the car and I'm going to the garage and I see the sky is beginning to lighten up and I see some blue kind of coming through the clouds and I'm thinking, hey, it's going to get nice. I drive to the post office less than a block away. I get out of the car and it's like a stinking blizzard. The wind's blowing 30 miles an hour. The snow is blowing like crazy. You can't even see down the street. I pick up my mail. I send off my packages. I drive the half block home. The clouds are gone and the sun is out. What is going on around here? I know. It's global warming. Everything is global warming or global climate change or something. I don't know. But anyway, I just thought I'd tell you about the weather, because people who like live in Florida or California, they have no appreciation of the weird Minnesota weather. It can be 30 degrees one day and 25 below the next day. Anyway, I got to talk to Johnny Plesha. I don't even know where Johnny is anymore. Johnny Plesha put out this record. It's called Stevie's Polka, and I'm going to play it. But I couldn't even tell you the name of the record until I found a flashlight, because they have black printing on a dark, dark, like dark red, like blood red, maroon red, ox blood red, whatever label. And it's almost impossible to read. I had to actually get out a flashlight and put on my reading glasses and go, oh, it's Stevie's Polka by the Johnny Plesha Orchestra. So after I went to all that work to read the label, I figured I should at least play the record. Right, there you go. Stevie's Polka, Johnny Plesha Orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record, you know, Lil Wally made a bazillion records. He's another one of those very prolific producers of great old-time records. And you're probably, if you're an old-time music fan, you're familiar with his label, JJ Records. And you've probably seen the blue and white record labels, Be Happy and Gay with JJ, with the little birds. And it's been around for a long, 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 long time. Well, this is a JJ record that is way, way old. I mean, the logo's not there or anything. I mean, this has got to be one of the early Lil Wally records. And then, of course, you've heard of the Ooh La La Polka. This is the Ooh La 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 Polka. There's more La La's in there. So I had to make sure I got all the La 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 La's in there. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra. Here is the Ooh La 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 Polka.
For me, winter and summer, that isn't what I wanted from her.
Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la.
Hey!
Dwa mi wodą na wszystkie strony, raz, dwa, trzy, cztery, portret zrobiony.
Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la la.
All right, a little Wally there with the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra, the Ooh La 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 Polka here on Tim Zumba Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Just want to be sure that I get all the Ooh La La's in there, because otherwise one La gets jealous over the other La's that's getting more famous time. You know how it is. You got to have equal La La's there. All right, I told you we're going to have a waltz with Whoopi John and the boys in the band, which is something Lawrence Welk would have said. We always get at least one waltz into every show. And this is the one we have selected for today. You know, it's still kind of Oktoberfest season. It's still October. And Oktoberfest kind of stretches out wherever you want it to be, especially here in Minnesota. So a nice waltz from Whoopi John and the boys. A nice tender song with deep meaning and romance. And you know that I'm lying. Here is Whoopi. And his son Pat's doing the singing. This is Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer.
A couple who just had a fight. Here's what he told her, I swear to the skies, as she wiped her pretty blue eyes. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't make those dents in the foam. If you must cry in the beer, dear, why can't you cry in your own? I like the kiss of the malt in the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer. What I have here never could be called ill. It was, but it ain't since you started to wail. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
I would like to do an entire week of nothing but Whoopi John records. Whoopi John and the orchestra there with Pat on the vocals. And don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. All right, I got the Polka Kings up next here. This is the Work Girl Polka.
Dziewczyno moja, naucz się robić, bo cię nie weźmie za dym królowiec. Dziewczyno moja, naucz się robić, bo cię nie weźmie za dym królowiec. Myła podłogi, tylko cię weźmie chłopiec ubogi i będziesz tylko myła podłogi. Miała kłopoty, szkoda dziewczyno dwoje urody. Oj, będę miała kłopoty, szkoda dziewczyno dwoje urody.
There you go, the Polka Kings and the Work Girl Polka. This is Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records every week on the show, so glad you're along with us here. Georgie and his Polka Dukes. I don't think they've been on the show before. And if not, the time has come. This is the I Don't Know Polka. Here is Georgie and his Polka Dukes. Thank you. All right, once again, I find myself going, gosh, the time is going faster than I thought it was. I don't know how that happens. That was Georgie and his Polka Dukes, anyway. The I Don't Know Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, of course. Ed Wojcik and his Jolly Five coming up here. They're going to do the choo-choo polka for us in just a couple of minutes. So hang on there.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now I promised you we had Ed Wojcik and his Jolly Five coming up here. And I had to very quickly, I say, clean this record. And I barely had time, so it's still wet. We're playing it wet, they used to say back in the olden days, back in the 70s and 80s in radio. And at the roller rink where they played records for roller skating, the records would get really worn out. They would almost turn gray. They were so worn out. And they would they had a spritz bottle full of record cleaner liquidy stuff. And they would put the record on. They'd spritz her down and get it all wet because it would kind of fill in the scratches and the record would sound a little better. We're playing it wet. I'm telling you, Ed Wojcik and his Jolly Five. And this has got like sound effects in it and everything. This is the Choo Choo Polka.
Thank you.
There you go with Ed Wojcik there and his Jolly Five with a choo-choo polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and time to sneak in just one more tune this week. Let's go out on the New Yorkers, and this is not going to sound anything like Louis Armstrong. This is the Hello Dolly Polka.
Hallo, lalka, jak się masz, lalka? Cieszę się, że wróciłaś do mnie. Jesteś śliczna, lalka, my to wiemy, lalka. Jesteś młoda, jesteś piękna, jesteś samotna. W głowie mi się kręci jak muzyka, gra moją starą, ulubioną piosenkę. Dajcie je ręki, bracia, dajcie twoje serce, bracia. Lalko moja, nie odpuszczaj nas.
There you go. That's the New Yorkers there. That is the Hello Dolly Polka. Always good to hear the classics done up in old-time style, don't you think? Where else are you going to hear that? Oh, yeah! Tim's Oompa Hour. That's like the only place where you're going to hear that kind of stuff. So aren't you glad you were here? I know I'm glad you were here.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We'll be back to do it again next time. Prepare thyselves. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.